We're on board the Esther G, which is anchored just off the southern tip of Kruzoff Island. Bob Vollmer is standing in the cabin, barefoot, as he rolls up his blue jeans. He ties his brown work boots together and then throws them over his shoulder.
That's just like MacArthur wading ashore. MacArthur said, "I shall return." I didn't like that guy, though.
He's talking about General Douglas MacArthur, of course, although Bob says during the war they called him Dugout Doug, and he says they had a little song about him.
They asked for the army to come to Tulagi, but Douglas MacArthur said no. He said there's a reason this isn't the season. Besides, there is no USO.
MacArthur famously said that old soldiers never die, they just fade away. And fading away might have been fine for MacArthur, but it's clearly not for Bob, who at age 93 still works full-time as a civil engineer for the state of Indiana.
This is the first vacation I've taken in maybe 20 years. There's so much work to do. I just hated to take off and leave the work.
But he's here now, and with his boots back on his feet, he trudges up the beach toward the woods. Bob, his three daughters, and his granddaughter are following Davy Lubin up a loose pile of rocks that lead from the beach up to the forest floor.
You want a hand, Bob?
No, I'm okay.
Careful.
It's just I gotta be careful. I figure if I didn't come up this year, I'm getting losing my balance.
Oh, yeah.
If I didn't come up this year, I'd never get up here.
Of course, he says that, but he's the one climbing over the fallen tree trunks as the rest of us struggle to keep up.
You're leaving all your daughters in the dust.
Losing what?
You're leaving your daughters in the dust.
Oh, well, I better slow down then.
He starts bushwhacking further into the forest, staring up at the giant spruce and hemlock trees surrounding us on all sides.
This is a neat place. Spooky.
Further in we go, and in a small clearing, Bob finds a piece of forest debris that looks like a brown ceramic mushroom. He recognizes it instantly.
See, we ran a power line down here from camp. We stepped up the voltage to 2200 volts so we wouldn't lose any, higher the voltage, the less you lost. Then when we got down here, cut it back down 440. Mm-hmm. Now 440, 220, 110. And that's one of the insulators that came off our power line.
Isn't that amazing?
We press onward until the brush gets too thick, and then we have to turn around and head back toward the beach. But we're far from finished with the day's discoveries.
Over here, Daddy. This water pipe.
Well, I'll be darned.
Does that look familiar?
Yeah, that's cast iron. Where'd you find that?
The beach here. What do you think that
was? Well, that's a sewer line going back into the ocean.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a sewer line from the crapper, yeah.
I'll be damned. Look at that.
I'll be damned. That's the second piece of cast iron pipe we found. Huh. Where'd you find that?
Oh, just right over here.
The cast iron is everywhere. We can see pieces of pipe as well as two pyramid-shaped pieces about the size of a person's head.
Well, I'll be darned.
And then look at this. That triangle that we found up there, here's another one. It's got wood in here. It looks like it was some sort of a cap for a piling or something, maybe to keep the rain off the top so it wouldn't rot or something.
And with that, we climb down out of the forest and back onto the beach. We start walking toward the inflatable raft that will take us back to the boat and then back to town. Bob says he thought there would be more left of the camp where he spent most of 1943, but also that after 67 years, he's just happy he made the journey.
I've been dreaming about this for years and years and years. I really didn't think I'd ever get back here. And I thought I would actually see more than I did, but with the influx of people moving in and the cities and the towns spreading, and I gotta accept this. And it's a little bit hard to swallow, but I've done it, and I accepted it, and I'm real happy about it. And I'm real happy to know, like places like this, they're still environmentally sound.
On the way back, the Esther G follows the crew's offshore line a little more to the concrete bunker where Bob stood watch nearly 70 years ago. He takes some pictures and one last long look before heading back to town, back to the airport, back to Indiana, and back to work.
I just want to see what it looked like, see what I could find, and this is what we found. It wasn't much, but it's enough. I love it. I love it.
Reporting from Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.